Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh food edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Just when you thought all of the indie music coming out of the Midwest was starting to sound the same, our guest today from Des Moines will prove you wrong. The band's latest album is titled The Fate of a Good Man. Please welcome Christopher the Conquered and his Black Gold Brass Band.
Well, I was strolling round up thinking about how I really don't care about a thing at all. Well, I tripped on my heart, you know, my face hit the ground. I got my blood pouring down. Well, I guess I really do care whether or not I fall. Says to me, hey there boy, why you be rolling round off your feet when you can't walk? You better not answer that, no, 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 not a word. You gotta just shut your mouth, oh, and let the truth roll over you. Yeah, there it is. You say you read a lot, you say you heard a lot, considered you lied in life, and you still don't have a clue. Oh, well, let me tell you. Life is not always easy. It's not made of tasty pies and cheeses and fine silken scarves. No, 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 and life. Not only sunshine, sometimes you will find thorny vines wrapped about your heart. It's all you, Donnie Peterson. Come sit in the dark.
Donnie Peterson on the tenor saxophone.
Thank you very much. The opening number, original music by Christopher the Conquered and his Black Gold Brass Band, for the first time on our stage here on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend from the Studio One service of Iowa Public Radio. The Fate of a Good Man, the title of the new CD put out by this band, brand new. And that song is track number two, Chris Ford.
That's track number two, yeah. It's called Life Is Not Always Easy.
You are the originator of this music, the writer of this music?
Absolutely. I started this all by myself back in 2006 and slowly wrangled all my friends into helping me. And so here are a few of them.
Welcome to you. And please, there are six of you on stage. Please go around and introduce us to all of them.
Absolutely. We've got Donnie Peterson on the tenor saxophone, who you heard laying it down on that last song.
Excellent.
And the C.J. Howard is playing the trumpet and the flugelhorn today. Nate Logsdon is playing the trumpet over there today. And we've got Derek Lambert on the bass guitar and Brandon Russell on the drums. And I'd also love to give a mild shout out to the band members of ours who could not be here today. The Black Gold Brass Band also includes Kate Kennedy on alto saxophone and Brian Stout on trombone. And we have Dustin Harmson on guitar, but they're not here with us today.
The full band can be heard on the CD.
Absolutely.
Let's hear it for the band. Lots in store, a lot of energy coming out of this band. I always worry that about a little in the first number, when so much energy we have. You know, we have a lot of caffeinated people in the show. And a lot of energy. We'll see what happens. Chris, a lot of music off this new CD that you've written, so feel free to tell us about it as we progress through it. And Christopher the Conquered, have at it. We'll sit back and enjoy it.
Sure. I know we were just talking about the new album, but I want right now to play a song off our previous album. It's called Insane Idiots, and it's a comparison of teenagers in different places of the world, basically, and how there's not too much difference between the kid who has his parents' allowance to be able to buy himself a nice car or nice things for his room or some bling, if you will, and the teenager not so fortunate circumstances who ends up taking different routes in other places in the world, and this is about that.
So this is what $50,000 looks like. 10 o'clock sharp in the morning, whenever you'd like in the evening, oh yeah. So you can take it, or you can pass it up. But if you walk away with my money, you must uphold your promise. Never, ever, 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 ever kidnap me from the war zone again. Oh, yeah. $24 months in this desert ain't all that bad, yeah. Not if you are a gamble, the stars ammo in place of my water, sweet darling. So instead of showing off my bling, my right, my way, yeah, yeah, I'd like you to take a gander at my weapons, yeah, 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 sure. Shiny, beautiful, and black, thank God for the poppy seed creators of national pastimes and holidays.
I don't know if everybody knew this today, but whatever day it is, it's Independence Day.
Because we are a hearty people. Wherever you are, I know you can provide for yourself. Because we are independent of a knocked out pipeline. And we are independent of profiteering. Yes, we are independent of leaders with divine missions. Oh, we are independent of self-destruction. Now listen very carefully, because I can only tell you the rules once. Yellow means proceed with caution. Orange means lock yourself in the basement. And red means kill your family before the haters get to them.
Thank you very much. All right. So we'll move on. That was off our previous album called You're Gonna Glow in the Dark. This next song is from our new album. I think we're gonna play almost entirely selections from the new album, except for a couple here. So this is a song called Let Us Not Confuse Our Thoughts with Our Beliefs. And it is a commandment to do specifically that, for each one of us to look inside of ourselves and consider the fact that maybe we don't really know what we believe, even though we like to think that we have control over such things. And I'd like to ask Derek Lambert on the bass guitar to kick us off with this one. Thank you, buddy.
For humility, but never reaching it.
Nah, never even coming close. No, they're just the opposite. I guess confidence, it's addictive. As I step on this stage,
yes, the master stands in the light, and his creatures swoon and sway. As much I cannot see in you as you cannot in me. So let us not confuse our thoughts, our beliefs. All right, now.
You read is one fewer you burn. no one needs to hear us preach.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been doing it since 2001. Java Blend shows are recorded most Fridays of the year at Iowa City's downtown Java House. And you can find out more about our upcoming shows, our broadcasts, and our events by going to iowapublicradio.org. Iowa Public Radio is also on Facebook and Twitter. Today, for the first time on our stage, Christopher the Conquered and his Black Gold Brass Band on our stage, entertaining us. His latest album is titled
Christopher the Conquered and his Black Gold Brass Band Decide the Fate of a Good Man.
I'm asking myself at this point, is this a type of music or is it a movement? Because you have a lot of messages here, don't you?
Absolutely. It is a movement, but it's not just us. It's part of what's happening with our generation of musicians in Iowa, and we believe that we can take hold and change our community through our music. So that's what a lot of the bands are doing here at Mission Creek Festival.
Change a community in what way?
Well, I've seen through music, but also through other forms of art, that when people actually express who they are through being creative with something, that they become closer to other people in their community, because it's a way of truly expressing who you are, even if you don't know something about yourself. When you create something, it comes out, and I feel like people in the community now, in our music community in Iowa, are coming closer and closer together through creating music like this, and that creates more vibrant and healthy communities in which everybody knows each other and wants to support each other.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed also, and you see it most evident in your videos through your website, mm-hmm. which is
ChristopherTheConquered.com.
ChristopherTheConquered.com. Chris Ford of Christopher the Conquered. And the new CD is called The Fate of a Good Man. Let's go back to music, Chris. What do you have next for us? This is also great.
I've got a nice chill number for you. It's called 10,000 People. this is a, I kind of think about all this a lot, I guess. I'm fortunate to be in a situation where I was born in a time and of a character and in a place where many things are handed to me. And any time that I feel like, man, I'm really having a hard time today or just want to complain about something, I kind of try to take a step back, hopefully, and think, I have it so ridiculously easy. So this song is kind of about finding some perspective for people who are more fortunate than others.
For every problem you got, there's 10,000 people who'd love to have it. One man's bump in the road is another smooth sailing. And for every tear you cry, oh, there's always some much unluckier guy still scrounging around in the mud for his food. Oh, yeah. Refrigerator door will still hit the wall when you open it too hard, and the milk inside of it'll rot when you leave it in there too long. And people still lie when they're afraid, and there is nothing a good man can say, ain't no, to shake the fear and the pain away. Oh, yeah. Continue to live today. I will not live tomorrow. No. See, the future is so far off, but the end it is not. And all the rest of you can stay in bed until you die. Oh, but me and my friends, we're staying up all night. Oh, yeah. We'll see you in the morning.
Give me some of that, y'all.
So let me tell you, he will continue to preach it on, brother, till they're all dead. Yes, if it's in the Bible, it must be true. You see, I read about it on the internet. But tell me, how can you save a soul when its body is full of holes? You know those holy, holy, holy holes. Yeah, they're so very holy. Yeah, it feels real nice. Let me tell you what I learned. good, that's good. All right now. I will stand up with my hand on my heart, and I will say what I need to say, while everyone else holds pillows over their ears, yeah, to block out the noise and just go to sleep, while the only man with power still blinds them with a light reflecting off his golden teeth. We take us out. Why don't you walk the people down the aisle, buddy?
You're all getting to know Donnie Peterson on a very personal level today on this tenor saxophone again. Try a little boogie woogie here, okay? So this is Jared Jordahl, and Jared's an amazing artist, photographer, and writer. And I work a lot with Jared because he just somehow gets me, I guess. And so I asked for him for this album to write some pieces that we could include into the artwork. And on the vinyl version of the record, the short story that he wrote, which he's going to read now, is on the back. And I wanted it that way so that when people saw it in a record store, they could read this and try to get some insight into what we were talking about on this album. So we're going to start at this next song. Jared's going to read this short story that he wrote, and then we're going to play the song, and then he's going to read a poem that he also wrote that it lets you dig a little bit deeper, and that's on the inside of the liner notes. So this is Jared Jordahl, and I'd like everybody to give him a warm welcome.
I arrived at the store, and my feet, being a little sore, paused. Standing there, the sun must have been just right, because it wasn't long before a woman came to me. I was the spitting image of her lost son, and she let out little yelps of breath with the fingers near her mouth. She couldn't take her eyes off of me and asked, finally, if she could maybe just give me a hug. I allowed this and felt the hug I'd never known of. She left me beside the store, yelping out the breath as she walked. She was only gone for a moment when a young man stood in front of me with lips so tight he looked as if he would crack. He went on eventually. I had the eyes and the jaw of his greatest lover, and when he spoke, it was neither with anger nor joy, but with wavering faith. I asked if he would like a hug. "No," he said. "To hug you now may do real damage to my battered heart." He left then, to somewhere I don't know of. And when he did, a girl came to me. I was like her father. Then an old man claimed me as his boyhood friend. A man somewhere in the middle said I looked like he always hoped he would. He had even drawn a picture. And when a woman came to me with eyes of red, I simply held my arms wide. It was like that for a little while, until I felt the blood in my toes again and continued on with my day. It was a Monday.
The greatest record ever in the history of pop music was never mixed or mastered, because the producer died and the engineers all walked out and took their microphones and preamps with them. The studio boarded up the control room and removed all the sound treatments, and all that was left was the artist with his notepaper and pencil and a backup choir made up of his best friends who flew in from all over the country to sing on the greatest record ever in the history of pop music. Oh, and all that was left was the artist. And tell me, what can you do with an artist? Oh, you can dig up some holes and throw yourself in him. Fly up to the clouds or try to forget him, but you will never, ever make the greatest record ever, never, no, 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 no. Thank you.
like to invite Jared back. He's going to read this next piece for us. And then I'm going to sing the only love song I've ever been able to write. And even then, I couldn't keep a straight face. Jared?
I will kid you like a little brother or sister I have known for my whole life. You will get red and red until I stop and say that I love you, I'm sorry. There will be a tree like an upright snake where we sit and laugh for hours until the sun is gone. The moon will be there too.
If the Christians are right and Jesus falls from the sky, when people in Africa discontinue to die, when politicians and preachers and talk show hosts never lie, that's when I'll stop loving you. You know it's true. When the leading cause of death in America ceases to be heart disease, when parents stop asking what's the magic word and children reply, please. Oh, when everybody stops saying bless you when you sneeze, that's when I stop loving you. Now, when the number one song on the pop charts is actually good, and it makes you feel all right inside like good pop songs should, on the day that your true love returns like he promised that he would, that's when I'll stop loving you. Oh, when everybody realizes that they are going to die quite soon, and furthermore recognize it doesn't have to be scary, no, no. After all, what are we really doing with our time? I'll spend mine. I'll spend mine. I'll spend I will spend my.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
You're listening to Christopher the Conquered and his Black Gold Brass Band on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend. And I'm Ben Kiefer with Chris Ford and the rest of his band there. Fate of a Good Band, the title of the latest album put out by this band. How do you describe your music? It's hard to categorize. I wonder, in your words, what do you tell people?
Well, when it comes to a genre, I kind of came up with the term progressive soul. But really, we play pop songs in the 20th century American tradition, and we pull a lot of jazz and blues influences out and kind of throw it all together. So it's everything I love about the 20th century American music in my reflection.
Okay, Chris Ford. Let's go back to music.
Why don't you start it off, Brandon, on the drums there, and do you think you can play this thing for me, Donnie? Cool. Donnie's going to be sitting in for Kate using his tenor sax in place of the alto sax. I think it's going to be pretty good. This song about a person I know who lost three very important things in their life. Where did he go? Tell me, where did he go? With my memories folded neatly and tucked away in the sole of his shoes. Now tell me, where did he go? My beloved son, oh, beloved son, yeah, beloved son. Oh, he ran away with my heart clenched in his teeth. And where did he go? This child of mine, who climbed higher than on damp toes I could raise. So tell me, where did he go? So where did he go? Tell me, where did he go?
are dark, my eyes are dark, but the twinkle, it still remains in my tears. Oh,
thank you so much. This is really pleasant. It's nice to share my songs with you. That was off also our previous album, not the new one. Those last two were. We're going to keep the music going here with a song called Mother Cholera, which is basically, as the title says, about a disease being your mother, but not biologically, but more on the level of sickness being the place from where you come.
Depression is a sense of urgency to crane, to develop, and to achieve our dreams. Oh, pretending that there is no hope is what gives us hope. The hope is what we know will end up slitting all our throats. Now, I'm not one to criticize, Lord knows I do the same. It's in between the lines of every song I sing. Oh, upon deeper reflection of what I've tried to do. Come to realize there's nothing further from the truth. Let's shake it. Up and let my soul rock. I said I'd rather get my body up and let my soul rock. All right. Well, live around the crew all day long, so I don't want to do it yet. You know, sometimes when you're going throughout your day and things get a little drab and you think, what am I doing with myself? You wonder, is there no way that we could sort of push a reset button on society and make it so that all of our jobs are to take our guitars and our sandwiches to the park and kind of do that from 9 to 5? And I'm here to tell you that all we have to do is make that choice.
and it can happen. And that's all I want to do with every single one of you right now. After this show, turn off the radio and head to the park. Because that is all I ever want to do with you. Tell me about it, Black Gold Brass Band. All right.
Chris Ford with a suggestion there, what we do after the show. Brandon Rushell on the drums, Derek Lambert on the bass, Donnie Peterson, the beautiful tenor sax, C.J. Howard, the trumpet, and at moments that flugelhorn, Nate Lodgson on the trumpet there. We appreciate you coming to our stage, performing for us this great hour.
Thank you very much.
And I want to thank a few other people and let you get ready for your final tune. Our on-site sound engineer is Jim Davies, post-production sound engineer Phil Moss, and our assistant producer, Kendall McCabe. Fresh Boot performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. So we've been doing it since 2001. Java Blend shows are recorded most Friday afternoons of the year at Iowa City's downtown Java House. Find out more about our events and our broadcasts by going to iowapublicradio.org. Christopher the Concord, let's thank them one more time.
Thank you.
Welcome to America, home of brave and free. Now, I agree that it is my home, and if you're brave, then you can be.
Let's not hold anything back, all right? Go out and conquer.
Free to try, but not always to do. So will you speak your mind when it's inconvenient for you? Oh, if all of us were equal, then all of us would stop. But if we leave things as they are, some of us, so talk about it. Now I do not want to be buried, oh, and I don't want to be burned. No, I like to be chopped into pieces and sown like the seeds that rise from the earth. Rise up now.
Okay.
to drink my water with no air and no ice out of a wide mouth glass. Well, I drink it so slow, but it feels so fast. Oh, yes, I drink it so slow.